Thank you, Chair. And I'd like to thank all the distinguished panelists for their profound interventions. And I would like to build on the what just my colleague from the Botswana just said regarding the digital technologies and the impact that it has had on all this global discourse. So I would like to ask this question to Ms. Dominique Day. Her presentation was quite intricate, and it was quite meticulous. There was an age before the smartphones were so ubiquitous, the human rights monitors were advised not to take the camera during their work because the cameras might have some camera effects on the behavior of the people who were out there. But now, because of the cameras, so this ubiquitous nature, we are having a lot of user-generated content. And even the states and the governments, we have been getting lots of documents and evidences on the social media. But there is an issue. I mean, how do we check the authenticity and the veracity of all this content from the independent sources? I mean, definitely our law enforcement agencies do have certain methodologies and protocols to check the authenticity of these evidences, but still, the work is quite difficult, especially for countries like us with limited capacities. So are there any methodologies or standard practices that has been developed or some good practices that can be shared to check these authenticity and the veracity of these user-generated content regarding these human rights violations and abuses? Thank you, Chair.